With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and just too much Brad Keller last night. 6 1/3 innings with 4 hits. He walked 3, struck out 2. The Cardinals couldn't score against him. They managed only 1 run against the bullpen. That was against former Reds left-hander Amir Garrett, and Kansas City won 7-1.
A quality start for Dakota Hudson. Not his best start, but he was able to go 6 innings, only gave up 3 runs. Unfortunately, the Cardinals couldn't get anything going offensively. They had just 6 hits in the game. They didn't strike out a lot. They just could not find any holes.
What has happened to the offense?
Well, it's amazing. They're just not squaring the ball up. They seem to be maybe a little bit over-anxious at the plate at times, starting to chase a little bit more. All about pitch recognition and timing, and you just hope that they get that figured out quickly, because we've got a road trip ahead of us, 5 games ahead, before coming back home to St. Louis.
It's a day game today, beginning at 12:10. We're going to be on the air at 11:15 this morning. Ricky will have the lineups at high noon. Tommy Edman had 2 hits. Let's hope he can build on that today. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.